Now, the regulars are bored of me telling them that the Bible sometimes gets us to play spot the difference, to compare and contrast. And that's what happens, I think, in our reading today. Because Jesus meets two lots of people, some babies or little children, and a rich ruler. Now, we tend to love babies and children, don't we? At least in theory, we think childhood is a wonderful, magical time. Children are great, even if we couldn't eat a whole one. But maybe they weren't quite like that in Jesus' day. Perhaps they thought children were little and weak and unimportant and way down in the pecking order. And it seems like Jesus' disciples thought something like that, because do you remember we read that people were bringing children to Jesus to have Jesus bless them, but the disciples were saying, shut off! Jesus won't be interested in you. He's far too important. We are far too important to hang around with little children. But Jesus told off his disciples and welcomed the little children. So there's the little children, and then there's the rich ruler. Now you might think that here is someone Jesus would really want to follow him, because here's someone powerful and influential and rich. Maybe he could even give Jesus and the church some money, but it doesn't work out well for this rich ruler. Let's compare and contrast these two lots of people. So next one, first of all, let's think about the little children. Now Jesus says something very striking about them. Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Isn't that an interesting thing to say? The kingdom of God belongs to people who are like little children. I wonder why that is. What is it about little children that means the kingdom of God belongs to them? Well, people have got all sorts of theories. Sometimes they say little children are good and nice and innocent. I don't know whether you agree with that in your family, but I have never had to teach the Lloyd children to lie or cheat or squabble. So although they're charming, child prodigies, geniuses, all very talented, they're not perfect, are they? Not sinlessly righteous, even at the rectory. Can you believe it? The regulars are laughing at the idea. So what is it about little children that means the kingdom of God is for them? Well, I think the key is the next word, next one. It is that they are brilliant at receiving. Now, when you're a little baby, you can't really do much, can you? You can go to the toilet and sleep and feed. It's basically all you do all day is receive, 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 receive. You're completely dependent on mum and dad, aren't you? Little children are brilliant at receiving. And so they say something about the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God, next one, is a gift. It's a present. A free gift from God that we have to receive by faith in Jesus. So these little children are rather different from the rich ruler, next one. I don't know if he looked anything like this. Probably didn't have a sports car in Jesus' time, did he? But he was, probably would have come to church. He was interested in Jesus. And next one, he says to him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? It's a really important question, isn't it? How can I get in to heaven? But I think the rich young man goes wrong even there. He says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? How can I be good enough for God? Now, I think Jesus would say to him, it's not about being good enough. It's about receiving God's gift. The man calls him good teacher, and Jesus says no one is good except God alone. Interesting. So is Jesus God? Is Jesus not good? St. Luke is telling us Jesus is God, and he alone is good. We're not. Jesus points him to the Ten Commandments, and the man says, well, some of these commandments I've kept since I was a boy. But next one, what is the first commandment? You shall have no other gods before me. The Bible tells us to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And what do you think this man loves? What do you think his God is? There is a clue on the scene. Laura, are you on fire there? Money! He loves his money! It's sad, isn't it? He loves his money more than he loves God or Jesus. His money is his God. Next one. Now, I need a volunteer here. This is dangerous. Who would like to be my volunteer? Sam, are you interested in volunteering? There's some money involved. You don't get to keep it. Sam, do you want to... No? No? Matthew? Right, come on. Here's a challenge for you. I'm going to give you £2, okay? What you've got to do is hold £1 in your fist as tight as you can. Don't let go. Okay, and here's another one. Another pound in your other fist. Tight as you can, don't let go, okay? You've got to keep your hands like that at all times. Hold really, really tight, don't let go, cling on to your precious pounds, yeah? Now, here in that match, I have got 20, 40, 60, 70 pounds. Would you like this? Okay, here you are. Oh, don't let go of the pound coin. You're not allowed to let... Use your mouth, so you're not allowed to use your mouth. Oh, problem! Ah, okay, thank you, Matt. Brilliant, well done, thank you. Okay, so the man's problem is that he's holding on to his money so tightly that he can't receive Jesus. Jesus says, receive me, receive eternal life, but the man just clings on to his money. He thinks he's got hold of his stuff, but really his stuff has got hold of him. He loves it more than Jesus, it's his God. And sadly, it stops him receiving the kingdom of God. So let's have the next one. Who can be saved? Well, Jesus would say anyone who receives the gift of God's kingdom. It's impossible for us to save ourselves, to be good enough for God. But Jesus can save us. We can receive God's gift. Next one. Jesus is the greatest treasure of all. And he promises to all those who put their trust in him, treasure in heaven. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that you welcome little children and the weak and humble, and that you would receive all those who would receive you. Help us not to hang on to our stuff, not to think that we don't need Jesus, not to think that we're too important for him. Help us to be like little children and to humbly receive your kingdom. Thank you for the great treasure of Jesus and the promise of eternal life for all who will trust in him. Amen.